This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday signed a decree introducing financial benefits for people who left Ukrainian territory to come to Russia, including pensioners, pregnant women, and disabled people. The decree, published on a government portal, establishes monthly pension payments of 10,000 rubles, that's roughly $170, for people who have been forced to leave the territory of Ukraine since February. Disabled people will also be eligible for the same monthly support, while pregnant women are entitled to a one-off benefit. The decree says the payments will be made to citizens of Ukraine and the self-styled Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. Those are two breakaway Russian-backed entities in eastern Ukraine that Moscow recognized as independent in February in a move condemned by Ukraine and the West as illegal. Moscow has been giving Ukrainians Russian passports in what Ukraine and the United States says is an illegal effort by Moscow to annex territory it has occupied as part of what they regard as a Russian land grab. Moscow says it is executing a special military operation to protect itself and defend Russian speakers who it says were persecuted by Ukrainian authorities, something Kyiv denies. Taiwan's defense ministry said it had detected 21 Chinese aircraft and 5 Chinese ships operating around Taiwan on Saturday as Beijing continues its military drills near the island. The ministry said no Chinese aircraft had crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides. And Japan launches an African investment conference in Tunisia seeking to counter the influence of its rival, China. This is VOA News. Intense fighting erupted in the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight and lasted into Saturday, with rival factions exchanging heavy gunfire and the sounds of several loud blasts ricocheting around the city. The clashes took place in Tripoli's city center after one of the capital's strongest groups assaulted the base of a rival force, witnesses said, leading to hours of shooting that terrified locals and raised fears of a wider escalation. Tripoli-based Government of National Unity, or GNU, and a rival administration backed by the Eastern-based Parliament traded accusations over the clashes, with fears growing among many Libyans of a wider conflict over Libya's political standoff. Any clashes between powerful Tripoli groups risk drawing in other factions, and the Saturday's fighting has lasted longer than any other bout of violence in the city for months. Turkey's military, quote, neutralized 7 members of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in an operation in northern Iraq, the defense ministry said on Saturday. Turkey regularly carries out airstrikes in neighboring Iraq as part of its offensive against PKK militants based there. The ministry said on Twitter that its operations would continue until the last terrorist is neutralized. It typically uses the word neutralized to mean killed. The PKK launched an insurgency against the Turkish state in 1984, and more than 40,000 people have been killed in the conflict. It is regarded as a terrorist group by Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. Serbia's president on Saturday nominated Ana Brnabic to serve another term as prime minister and to lead a new government through a time of war in Europe, global energy and inflation crises, and tensions with Kosovo. The nomination came more than 5 months after their party won the most votes in a national election. Brnabic became Serbia's first female and an openly gay premier in 2020. One of her main tasks on the world stage will be to balance Serbia's candidacy to join the European Union with pressures to preserve ties with Russia and China. Although Serbia has condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the United Nations, it refused to join sanctions against Moscow. In his announcement Saturday, the Serbian president also said Serbian authorities would ban or postpone the Euro Pride Gay Rights March, scheduled for late September, citing the threats of violence from right-wing hooligans and more pressing issues such as energy crises.